Welcome to the podcast rodeo show, where we go out and grab a random podcast, throw it on, and see how long we can hang on. Our website is podcastrodeoshow.com. We bring in my co-host, Alexa. Pick a random number between 1 and 15.
Your random number between 1 and 15 is 10.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 49.
And while I go figure out what podcast that is, why don't you take a quick second to listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, category number 10 is religion, and show number 49 is Grace Upon Grace podcast. Grace Upon Grace is the radio teaching ministry of Pastor J. Mark Martin of Calvary Community Church in Phoenix, Arizona. It's the vision of Calvary Community Church to exalt Jesus Christ, equip his saints, and evangelize his earth. You can learn more about the ministry of Calvary Community Church by visiting our website at calvarypx.com and more about Grace Upon Grace by visiting graceupongrace.org. We're going to listen to episode number, I'm not sure what episode number it is, but it's from December 8th. It's called When You Lose It All, Part 2. And it goes a little something like this. Right?
New breath in my lungs, new praise on my lips. My heart is renewed because of your grace. But this life that you gave me in this body that's fading is nothing compared.
It's music that white people can clap to.
Because of your grace upon grace.
Ugh.
God knows where every lost thing is. He knows. He sees.
Nice production.
And the light of the Lord is coming closer and closer and closer and closer. And he wants to lift you up, put you where you belong, and you will be a prize. He'll show you off. He'll clean you, polish you. And you'll be where you belong. You don't belong down there.
This is Grace Upon Grace with Mark Martin, pastor of Calvary Community Church in Phoenix, Arizona. What you just heard was taken from today's message. You'll hear more in just a moment. Today's message is brought to you by the grace of God and the financial support of listeners just like you.
Let me guess, you're going to ask for money.
With more.
Thanks for the warm welcome, Jesse. If you're like most people,
give me your money.
Daily time with God can be a struggle. This world has a way of consuming lots of our time.
Now give me your money.
I love helping Christians find creative ways to get into the Word of God.
But I need your money.
I find that daily devotions are very helpful.
Yes?
I wrote a one-year daily devotional called Grace Today.
Can I get it with money?
In this book, you'll learn how the grace of God will revitalize your soul and frame your day with encouraging truths from
Is it free?
Grace Today will lead you to find practical and personal application of the Bible. This is a durable hardcover book that will withstand years of daily use.
$9.99?
You discover more about God's grace.
With a free set of knives?
This book is yours when you financially support Grace Upon Grace with a gift of any amount.
Really?
To learn more, visit graceupongrace.org. Now, back to Jesse.
Thanks, Pastor Mark.
And then you, like, charge me $37 for shipping?
In which we feel completely lost. In those times, we may question our value or find doubt in God. Pastor Mark tells us that despite times like this, God will always be searching for us. Not only that, but he will certainly find us, especially in times where we are too lost to find him. Jesus testifies to this through the parable in which a woman loses her coin. The woman does all she can to find it, and does find it, just as Jesus will always seek out and find you. Now, here's Pastor Mark with today's edition of Grace Upon
Grace.
When
does the music stop?
Grace upon grace.
Oh, we got everybody, all the white people clap.
Grace upon grace.
I am almost on time. I've got rhythm. I've rhythm. I've got the one. Okay. 7-Eleven music. All right.
The parable may seem strange to us.
It took him about 3 minutes to get to the stuff. And for the record, you might say, wait, Dave, you gave this guy a whinny? They gave us a pretty good idea of what we're getting into. The audio was good. The production value was good. I don't necessarily, I would cut the music out, but okay, whatever. And of course, you've got to ask for money. Ugh. It just, to me, that as a man that thinks Jesus is cool, I will quote the immortal Bono. The God I worship isn't sure to change. It's such a stereotype. Anyway, I will overlook that. I do want to go over and give him like 3 cents and see how much the shipping is for that book. But at any rate, I thought the production value was good. I was glad that Jesse came back and kind of told us what the pastor was going to talk about, because otherwise he just made God sound like a giant vending machine. You just ask him whatever he wants and bam, there it is. So I'm glad he kind of explained a little more on that. So all in all, because I hear a lot of sermons that get put into podcasts that do nothing to kind of set up the what's coming at. So I like the production of this. And, you know, I would just like maybe have the book pimping at the end after you've given me value, as opposed to asking for it up front. But at any rate, if you would like to hear my opinion of your podcast, I can take my 12 years and say, yep, I you know, it wasn't bad. Simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. We got two more ways I can help you. If you want a full review, podcastreviewshow.com. That's myself and 30-year radio veteran Eric K. Johnson. And if you want to launch a podcast, I'm starting something in January, which is right around the corner, and that is podcastinginsixweeks.com. This is where we're going to meet 6 weeks every Saturday. And by the end of February, you will have a show in iTunes, in TuneIn, in Google Play Music, and Stitcher. And it'll be well planned out, and it'll be maximized for your impact on your audience. Check that out, podcastinginsixweeks.com. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy your holiday season. And until Monday's show, this is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride.